Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
David said he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need. Leads us by those gentle waters. Where our hungry soul he feeds. Just a little, I'm so helpless. My soul I can't defend. I'm so glad the Lord's my shepherd, and on Him I will depend. Then sing the Savior's hand, oh, precious nails guarded, though driven through and nails, those precious hands will never fail.
When I look
think of what he's done and where he brought me from. I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. Well, you see, he's been so good to me.
Amen. This morning, I want to read just one verse of Scripture out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 8 this morning, and then go back in chapter number 1 and preach the thought that God's laid upon our heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse number 6, Solomon said, "Because to every purpose there is a time in judgment, therefore the misery of man is great upon him." Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you and praise you this morning, God. Such a wonderful day that you've given, God, your grace, your mercy, Lord, that's been upon us, Father. And I thank you this morning, God, for all the benefits and the blessings, Lord, that you bestowed upon us, God, who are so unworthy and undeserving of anything this morning, God. I thank you most of all for your gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, this morning. Lord, for our salvation this morning, eternal life that you've given unto us this morning, free and clear this morning. I thank you this morning, Father, that you're still answer prayer, that you still visit the sick this morning, God, that you still pass by where your people are gathered together, Lord, that you're still in the saving business this morning, God. You're still able, God, to bring folks out of misery and out of depression this morning, God. Still able, God, this morning to save to the uttermost them that would call upon your name this morning, God. We pray for those made mention, and Lord, this morning, wherever your people are gathered together in your house this morning, you've been the is, and may someone come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Anoint your men from on high. Let them stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you this morning. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen this morning and amen. As Solomon said this morning, that the misery of man is upon him. I want to preach on the thought this morning, this little while, concerning a miserable man. A miserable man this morning. Dear friend, I'm talking about Solomon this morning. Dear friend, and I'm not going to throw rocks at him today because, brother, I'm nothing to compare unto Solomon today. Dear friend, I've never met anyone, dear friend, to compare unto him. I know that he was the wisest among men. And brother, his writings go much deeper than I could ever assert this morning. Dear friend, that I also find in observation, dear friend, the reluctancy of his life, dear friend, this morning. In fact, in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 17, Solomon said he hated life this morning. In chapter 4, verse number 2, he said he praised the dead, dear friend, that are already passed from this life. Dear friend, Solomon this morning had become miserable in his life. Why? Dear friend, it wasn't because he couldn't find a date. Dear friend, in fact, he had 700 wives. Dear friend, and many hundred concubines. Dear friend, it wasn't because he had a mortgage. Dear friend, he had and was the riches of men tonight. Dear friend, and then also it wasn't because he didn't have a job. Brother, he's a king. It wasn't because he had a battle or he went to war. Because for 40 years, Solomon had peace on all sides. In fact, the Bible said he did, he went, he saw, he bought, he built, he married. He had everything that his heart could desire, and yet we find this man was a miserable man this morning. Amen. There are some phrases that he repeats continually at FM throughout his sermon by the preacher. Amen. You'll find them over and over in the first chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes. You usually know why somebody's upset. They keep bringing it up. Amen. In fact, you'll find some 33 times in Ecclesiastes that he uses the word vanity. All is vanity. That means empty. That means void. Dear friend, that means he said, I find nothing that has meaning or substance. Everything's just a puff of wind. 10 times he uses the word vexation. Dear friend, that's a depressing word this morning. Amen. In fact, in chapter 1, verse 14, Solomon said, I beheld all things that were done under the sun, and all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Amen. And in fact, in this first chapter, seven times he uses, dear friend, the word vanity this morning. Dear friend, Solomon is like Saul. It started out good and ended up bad. Dear friend, but at least while Solomon does come to his senses, in the final chapter, in the last few verses of the book of Ecclesiastes, when he says here, at the conclusion of the whole matter, dear friend, the whole duty of man is to fear God and to keep his commandments. Man, Solomon made his life miserable because he got his eyes on the wrong things, as so many do today. Man, I know there's circumstances. I know there's situations, brother, that arise in our life. I know there's trials and troubles and temptations. I know there's fires to face and floods to wade through. Have these valleys, have these dark places. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, a lot of the misery we bring upon ourselves in the walks of this life. Dear friend, the Bible said if we just look up, dear friend, lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Dear friend, to look up and know that our redemption's drawing nigh. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I want you to look today at a man who was miserable in all that he had. Dear friend, there are three things to consider this morning. Man, of why that Solomon was a miserable man. Dear friend, I want to say, number one, he began to admire himself. Amen. Dear friend, this morning you'll find in the first chapter, at verse number 12, he said, I, the preacher, verse 13, and I gave my heart. Verse 14, I have seen. Verse 16, I communed, and I am come to great estate. And verse 17, I gave my heart. And then over in chapter 2, dear friend, if you'll read that sometime, the first 9 verses, dear friend, he said, I've made me great works, and I've made me gardens, and I've made me pools of water, and I got me servants. I gathered me, and I so was I great. Amen. 87 times in Ecclesiastes, Solomon refers to himself. Dear friend, 2 times he says mine. 4 times he says myself. Amen. Brother, when you start getting an I attitude, dear friend, you're headed for a miserable experience in your life. Whenever you get your eyes on yourself, either for the good or either for the bad, amen. Dear friend, when you start getting an eye problem, dear friend, this morning, it will affect, dear friend, your joy and your happiness. Dear friend, Moses said, I can. Amen. Lord, I can deliver. Dear friend, I can do it. But he found himself in trouble, fleeing out of the backside of the desert. Cain said, I'm better. Dear friend, my offering's better than my brother. The Pharisee stood and said, prayed within himself, I'm glad I'm not like these other men. Amen. Elijah got his eyes on himself and said, Lord, I'm the only one that's serving you. Amen. The Bible said, let him that thinketh he standeth, dear friend, understand that he's going to fall. Amen. We ought not think of ourselves more high highly than we ought to. Amen. And if any man think he's something when he is nothing, dear friend, I don't care if you preach or sing, dear friend, this morning or pray or teach, dear friend, whenever you start saying I, amen, dear friend, this morning, whenever you start looking at yourself, dear friend, you'll make yourself sick and you'll make those around you sick this morning and miserable when you love yourself. Amen. Dear friend, notice his position in verses number 12 of chapter 1. He said, I am the preacher. Amen. Dear friend, I mean, dear friend, this morning he said, I'm the preacher and I'm the king. Dear friend, he put himself in the spotlight. Centered stage. Dear friend, this morning the world does not revolve around you. And whenever you put yourself on a pedestal, whenever you put yourself at the top of the list, dear friend, it'll make you miserable. Amen. Dear friend, notice his praise to himself. Dear friend, he recognizes rewards him on self this morning. Brother, when it becomes about the plaques on the wall and the pats on the back and the applause, dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, three times he refers to himself as the preacher. Two times in chapter 1 he refers to himself as the king. And then he refers to himself as the son of David. And finally, down in verse 13, he mentions God. Amen. Dear friend, this morning God ought to be in first. Dear friend, on the list. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, everything that Solomon did, he had help doing it. Amen. We can't do anything without the Lord in our life. And notice his pettiness. Amen. Dear friend, this morning you'll find in chapter 2 and verse number 14. Dear friend, this morning he said, I perceive that one event happens to them all. Dear friend, this morning he said, I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me. Amen. He said, I don't understand. I've got trouble just like poor men do. I've got trouble just like wicked men do. I don't understand why this ought to be happening to me. Brother, when you think you're above reproach and you're above trials and troubles, dear friend, when you start looking down your nose at everybody else because it ought to be happening to them and not to you, and we start thinking ourselves to be special or privileged, dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, it'll make you miserable this morning, drowning, dear friend, in the pedicure of yourself this morning. Amen. Solomon was a miserable man. Dear friend, because he began to admire himself and all that he had done and all that he had acquired and all that he had accumulated and all that he had achieved. He looked around at all of that, dear friend, this morning, and it could not bring him satisfaction, could not bring him contentment, could not bring him joy. It could not bring him fulfillment. Brother, it is not in yourself, dear friend, this morning, to complete your life of yourself. Amen. The only good thing you've got in you is what God put in you. Amen. And when you start relying upon yourself for joy, and when you start trying to draw, dear friend, out of your self this morning, you're going to find you empty and dry. Dear friend, and you're going to be just as miserable as Solomon was this morning. Number 2, dear friend, not only did he start admiring himself, dear friend, he started hearing to the superficial. Amen. Dear friend, you'll notice, dear friend, he uses another phrase, dear friend, under the sun. Amen. Some 27 times in Ecclesiastes, he said, I beheld things under the sun, and all that's under the sun. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, how to make yourself miserable. Not only to get your eyes on yourself, but get your eyes on everything that's down here. Amen. There is a world that is beyond the sun. There is a life that is beyond this world. Dear friend, the Bible said, set your affections on things above. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Dear friend, if in this life only we have hope, we'd be of all men most
most miserable. Amen. I dare affirm the Bible said that men do not, life does not consist of the abundance of things that he has. Amen. I dare affirm that Solomon got his eyes on things under the sun instead of the one that's beyond and above the sun this morning. Amen. Notice in verse chapter 1, verse 9, I dare affirm he's already looking at the experiences. He said, the thing that has been, it is, which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Amen. Isn't that what our society is looking for? Isn't that what our generation is looking for? They're looking for a new experience. They're looking for a new high. They're looking for something, brother, that nobody else has or nobody else has done. Dear friend, and yet the Bible says we ought to seek out the old paths. Dear friend, wherein is the good way, and walk therein. Amen. If the old-timey way ain't a thrill in your soul, if the old-timey gospel and the old style of worship and them old songs of Zion don't thrill you anymore, brother, it ain't the fact that God's lost his power. It's the fact, brother, you got your eyes on the wrong things this morning. Amen. Quit trying to satisfy the flesh. Dear friend, it's always looking for something else. Amen. Men should be lovers of self and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Dear friend, the flesh is always looking for something more. Dear friend, this morning, but I'm telling you that godliness, dear friend, this morning, how the Bible said can bring contentment, dear friend, in our life. Amen. And verse number 3 and verse number 14, he talks about the exertion. Dear friend, he said, what profit has a man of all of his labor? Amen. In verse 14, he said, I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, it's vanity and vexation of spirit. In fact, 30 times, dear friend, he mentions the word labor. Dear friend, 7 times he mentions how there's no profit in labor. In verses number 11, he said, there's no remembrance of the former things. Amen. Dear friend, in chapter 2, in verses number 18 this morning, as Solomon said, I hated my labor which I had taken of the sun, because I'll leave it to the man that shall be after me. Dear friend, Solomon was miserable because he said, I've worked and I've labored, and I've saved and I've built and I've bought, and I can't take it with me when I leave. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, you better not get too satisfied with what you got down here. Amen. Dear friend, I've never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Dear friend, hauling a U-Haul. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you how the Bible said you brought nothing in this world. It is for certain you'll take nothing out. Dear friend, don't get too attached to things down here under the sun. Dear friend, they can't make you happy. Dear friend, and then he talks about the exploration. Amen. In chapter 6, dear friend, the Bible said in verses number 1, there is an evil which I've seen under the sun. In fact, in Ecclesiastes 22 times, he talks about the evil. Dear friend, 7 times he says about the evil that's under the sun. Amen. Dear friend, there's always going to be wickedness in this world. Dear friend, today there's always going to be news stories of violence and perversion. And dear friend, the heart of man is desperately wicked above all things. Amen. Dear friend, but aren't you glad this morning this world's not your final home? Amen. Yes, if you get your eyes on everything that goes on under the sun, it'll make you sick and miserable. Dear friend, this morning to think about the filth, dear friend, that's in this world, the murder, the rape, the incest, dear friend, the lying, the cheating that goes on, dear friend, it'll make you miserable. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, I've got a place to go when I leave this world, far, far away from this whole troublesome world. I'm glad I'm saved this morning, and this world's not my final home. Dear friend, if this is all there was, brother, I'd be miserable too. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, misery. Dear friend, old Solomon began to admire himself. He started to adhere to the just superficial. And then thirdly, let me see, he started to analyze the circumstances. Amen. How dear friend, in verse 13, he said, I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under the sun. Amen. How dear friend, he said in, how dear friend, this morning, verse number 16, how dear friend, this morning, he said, how dear friend, in chapter, how dear friend, number 1, how he said, I commune my heart, saying, lo, I am come to great estate, I've got more wisdom than they all. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, Solomon trying to figure it out. How dear friend, 33 times he talks about knowledge and understanding. How dear friend, and I know that he, how dear friend, was the wise of all men. How dear friend, but he also said in verse 18 of chapter 1, in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. How dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, how brother, when you're trying to figure it all out, how dear friend, it'll make you miserable. How dear friend, when you try to make sense, how dear friend, of the puzzle that God's give us of our life, how dear friend, instead of just trusting him, instead of just holding that unchanging hand, instead of putting your faith and confidence that God knows what he's doing and all things are working together for our good that love God out of the called according to his purpose, brother, when you're trying to make sense out of tragedy, it'll make you miserable this morning. Amen. Solomon's trying to figure out why. Amen. In chapter 8, verse number 17, as Solomon said, I beheld all the work of God. And a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it, yet he shall not find it. Man, quit trying to figure out God. Quit trying to figure out what he's doing. Quit trying to figure out why he does what he does. Why he allows what he allows. Dear friend, because when you try to figure out God, it'll make you miserable. His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. I just say he's God. He's in charge. I'm his servant, and I'm going to trust him no matter what this morning. Dear friend, so many people trying to figure out what if I'd done this and if I'd done that, and oh, if this had happened. Brother, I'm telling you, it'll drive you crazy. Dear friend, people trying to figure out how long the storm's going to last, how deep the valley's going to get, why this one's got to suffer and that one don't, why God heals this one and don't heal that one. Dear friend, I'll tell you, you'll give in, give out, give up. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, if you don't want to be miserable, dear friend, just keep plotting on, enduring and waiting on the Lord this morning, and remember the final words of Solomon this morning when he said, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Dear friend, man's whole duty in life is to fear God and keep his commandments. Amen. Dear friend, don't let this world make you miserable this morning. You are more than a conqueror. There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Dear friend, love unending and unbounding, and grace is sufficient. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.